Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Upper echelon, the Browns, Baker Mayfield, will it be his best season yet? Another team also, the Giants as well. Where are they when it comes to pressure this season? Daniel Jones to perform, to start to show out. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin, and good morning from New York City. So you said it earlier, you believe that Baker's going to have his best season yet. What does it mean, I guess, for the Browns in the AFC? And you said it, you know, don't look at the numbers, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't think it's going to be about numbers when it comes to Baker Mayfield. So if that's the case, it means he's just going to be but he's basically has to be a game manager then, right? So you're not going to look at stats and go, wow, he played out of his mind. It's just he didn't make mistakes.
Well, things like when I say don't look at the numbers, don't get caught up in somebody throwing for 5,000 yards versus 3,900, but his completion percentage raises, his interception to touchdowns raise, interceptions go down, touchdowns go up. That's what I mean when I say he's got better.
Right.
Not that he's thrown, because you know how this thing goes, fantasy football, right? If he doesn't throw for 5,000 yards, he sucks and he's not good and all those sort of things. Look at how he's doing it. That's the important thing. Is he methodical at doing it? Is he cutting down mistakes? Is he not wasting possessions? That's how you know when a guy's gotten better. It's like, okay, instead of they score on their fifth possession, now they scoring on their second possession. Because he's gotten better. He's more efficient. He's running the offense smoother. He has more of a command of what's going on.
That's the word.
He's not floating out of the pocket in delivering the football. He's staying 8 yards behind the center. He's climbing the pocket. He's throwing the ball. That's how you look at a guy and say, oh, he's gotten better.
Also, I mean, last year, 26 TDs. 8 INTs, right? I mean, that's the least he's had of his entire career thus far. If it can stay around that or drop even lower, I mean, and he can obviously go through his progressions. You saw during the second half of the season, it was a different Baker Mayfield.
Got into a groove.
People were comparing him to saying, that's why he was taken with the top selection in the NFL draft. Like, there's a talent. We just need consistency with that talent.
Yeah, said one thing though that you said, and we heard it just now on the rejoin, is it's championship or bust for the Browns.
Yeah,
how can that be?
Why wouldn't it be that for them?
Or bust?
I mean,
their team's still on the climb. I don't know if they're there yet. Are they in that conversation?
But you're thinking like a rational person.
Oh, you're talking
about 1,000%.
Step forward, not a step backwards. That's all I'm looking for.
That's fine.
I'm looking for a step forward.
I'm just saying, like, knowing Baker, knowing how those boys are, knowing they're going to look at Kansas City and be like, we're just as talented as you. Like, we want to run through you. So, like, I know everybody's always going to say Kansas City is the only team that's in there that's going to reach the pinnacle.
They're the best team.
Yeah. Key is saying they're going to go undefeated. They're in their own bucket. So, if you're the Bills, if you're the Browns, if you're the Ravens, I'm just not trying to get to the AFC Championship game. I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl. I'm trying to win the damn thing. Every year we don't win it, I don't want to hear this thing about, well, it was Kansas City. Because that's a narrative all these players are constantly going to hear. Well, Kansas City's in your way. As long as they're there, what are you going to really do?
But isn't that reality, though?
Yes.
But I don't live in reality as a player. Why do you keep talking about reality?
No, I like that.
I don't live in reality if I'm Nick Chubb or Kareem Hunt.
I live in the reality. The reality of it is one game at a time.
Oh, you sound like a coach.
Better.
One game at a time.
Win the division.
Coach Johnson talk.
I haven't won the division. Pittsburgh won the division.
Yeah.
I haven't won the division.
You got to start there.
Baltimore won the division. I've got to start there before I can start talking about Super Bowl bust. I got to win the damn division. There's only one team that gets a bye. There's other teams like Buffalo and New England. There's the Miami Dolphins. There's the Denver Broncos with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, there's other teams in this situation that's trying to catch Kansas City. Kansas City has gone to two straight Super Bowls, won one, lost one, could have very easily gone to three straight Super Bowls. Very easily.
Yep.
But a toe or a finger, whichever one it was just offside just a bit that kind of gave New England an opportunity to continue a drive. So when you look at that, you're putting a lot of pressure on the Cleveland Browns that they're not there yet. They haven't graduated yet.
Has Buffalo graduated yet?
Buffalo hasn't graduated yet either.
All right, so they won their division. Like, what's the next step for Buffalo?
The next step for Buffalo is to show us more consistency.
Yeah, how do you graduate?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Huh? There's no way to graduate when Kansas City is there. That's what I'm trying to say. You graduate
by winning the division again if you're Buffalo.
God, no.
You win the division again. You show us more than what you showed us against Indianapolis in the playoffs. And then you take on a team like Kansas City and take them down to the wire and not go in there and look like, oh, well, we're here, but we're not here. That's how you do it. It's gradually. It's not leaps and bounds. And when you think about
it. Yeah, we all want that microwave effect on our teams. Like, we see a little bit of progress.
That's not reality.
Next year got to be championship.
But that's not reality. You got to live in the reality world.
But Jay said he's thinking
because you're setting yourself up for failure thinking that we getting ready to go from 60 to 120 overnight. It's not going to happen.
But Jay's talking about it. I think what you're saying, Jay, is from the player perspective. If you're Baker, in his mind, I come into this preseason and I'm like, we're here to win a championship. We should be in the AFC championship game at the very least this year, trying to win a title. Like that title. Like that should be the mentality of the athlete. Key, you're looking from an analyst perspective. When I look at the league, they're not there.
So I'm looking at it from
a reality
standpoint.
If you were on the Browns, you'd be telling yourself, we're not
Every single year, I was on the damn Jets, and we went 1-15. I thought we was going to win the Super Bowl. It's other teams. You act like these other teams aren't getting better. Like they just go sit back there and go, the Browns signed Jadeveon Clowney.
But other teams are getting better. It doesn't mean that my goals need to change.
And not everybody's competing
for second out here. We haven't won the division. Let's win the division. But damn, like if walking away from that game, watching them play against Kansas City, I guarantee you every player on the Cleveland Browns felt like, we could beat them.
Yeah, I want a piece of that.
We could beat them.
They could have.
Same with the Bills.
They could have beaten them. They could have beaten them in the second half, minus Patrick Mahomes. Yes, they could have. I'm just being real with you.
It's fair.
Patrick Mahomes was not on the field.
8-8.
They had a little spark. I'm not saying that the Cleveland Browns aren't a good football team, but I'm not putting him in a Super Bowl or bust category.
All right, well, let's see who else. Who else would you put in Super Bowl
Nobody.
Or bust? Again, we asked the callers. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Super Bowl or bust. Well, out of the AFC, though, how about not in the AFC, I should say, getting out of the AFC.
NFC?
The Rams. Super Bowl or bust?
So there's only two.
Absolutely. 100%.
Right. Who else? Super Bowl or bust?
NFC?
In the league.
The league.
All right, you got the Chiefs
Kansas City.
Chiefs are the big bully, right? Kansas Bucks, City. Big bully, right? You would expect those are the big ones.
But they're not a bust because they did it.
But it is championship a bust.
It was kind of like they go to the championship.
You bring everybody back from your roster.
I'll tell you what, I got a take on the Brady thing. I do. I have a take on the Brady thing. Now, I know.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Go ahead.
Why do we take championship a bust as such a bad thing? Like why
is it a bad thing?
I know it's like why would every year that Tom Brady is playing for his last couple, of course it's championship or bust. It's always that way for Tom Brady.
See, it's not really like that for him, in my opinion, because they kind of beat the odds in a sense. They kind of everything hit the way it was supposed to, and they finished the deal.
Which is exactly why it is a championship or bust for them.
This year. They're more – now, Green Bay, if Aaron Rodgers goes back, that to me is a championship of bust because they've been kicking down the door, and haven't gotten there. And so they need to get there and win it if he goes back, which I don't think he is. But that's the way I look at Green Bay. Tampa Bay, I don't look at it like that because they won it already.
But see, I look at Tampa Bay because, you know, they won it, but they won it with an O-line that was depleted. And a guy was running for his life. I mean, it was.
Well, it ain't their fault.
So I know it's not their fault, but like I'm also, you can't think rationally when you think about what players think about for a guy like Tom Brady.
Won so many.
I know, but this is what dudes like this are built like. They're going to find something that gets them motivated for that year afterwards. And I'm telling you, for Tom, it is always championship or bust.
But here's why.
That's the way he lives his life.
Of course for him, but we're not talking about for him. We're talking about as a team overall organization. The reason it was championship or bust a year ago, because they had a guy who threw 30 interceptions and 30 touchdowns, who was 10 years younger, and they said, get his ass out of here. We're going to the championship. Find somebody that can get us there. They found Tom Brady to get him there. They go and win it. The Rams, did the same thing with Jared Goff.
Yeah, I agree with you on the Rams.
Get his ass out of here. He's the reason we can't win championships. Yeah. Sit his ass in Detroit.
Let me ask you this. If Rodgers goes to Denver, are they
championship or bust? Championship or bust. Because you're telling me that one guy is the guy that gets you there over the hump. You're not saying we're getting Aaron Rodgers to go to the playoffs. We're getting Tom Brady. We're getting Peyton Manning. We're getting Aaron Rodgers.
Make a move like
to
this.
Win yeah. the deal. We're yeah. getting Matthew Stafford, who's 0-3 lifetime in the playoffs in Detroit, to L.A. for a guy that took us to the Super Bowl and a guy that's won the division and went to playoffs and won. We don't like him anymore. We like him. Mm-hmm. He looks better to us. We're championship or bust. Yeah, we've gave everything to acquire him.
You put yourself out there.
You put yourself out there
like that. All right, Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting your business with specialized coverage for your commercial vehicles. More at progressivecommercial.com. What I want to do here, though, is because we brought up Brady, right, and we brought up the Bucs in a championship or bust, and you're saying no. You're saying yes because that's Brady. Take a listen to – now, this isn't in reference to a championship, but it is in reference to that maniacal approach to things that we've learned that Tom Brady has. Here's Tom Brady Sr., his dad, mm-hmm. on the Sports Hub, and he's talking about the Week 4 matchup with the Patriots. And, mm-hmm. Key, something you said to me when the schedule came out is, oh, yeah, players circle dates.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly – TB12 has this date circled.
Yes.
I started salivating when I saw that we play the Patriots in the fourth game of the season. We're coming up here to make our record 4-0 after the fourth game. So we expect to beat the Patriots rather handily, frankly. I think the fans at Gillette will embrace them until the opening kickoff, and then they're going to boo the hell out of them, which is great.
So one thing to keep in mind. This is on 98.5, right, the Sports Hub in Boston. He wasn't a guest. He called in.
Oh, it's personal.
He called in. Personal. They were talking about it, and he said, I have something to say. Yes, it's personal. This is what's going to happen. We can't wait for this. But something he said while, you know, giving that take, I think this is Tom Brady's last season.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's his last season.
How'd you draw that conclusion?
By the way, he said – this could be 1 year, or maybe he plays another year. It's to me, the storybook ending, play one game in New England, go for another championship, walk away.
It's year to year anyway.
Yeah, it is year
and
to year.
And Tom has said that. At this point, it's kind of like.
But the way he said it and coming off, I mean, him winning the Super Bowl in his first year in Tampa.
It's incredible.
Knowing that, of course, the family thing. What more do you have to prove is what she famously said to him after the game, his wife.
I'm getting ready to put it out my misery, right? I'm getting ready to put everybody out their misery because I'm going to win 10 of these things.
Well, don't you think that's like the last thing? It's sort of like, wait, who's on our schedule next year? Oh, we have the Patriots on it. I'm coming back for another year. You do that. What more? And again, Giselle famously said it to him after the game. What more do you have to prove?
He doesn't live
it. Makes me feel like this might be that last year. For Tom Brady.
It reminds me of Michael Jordan. Have you ever spent any time with MJ? It's not about what more do you have to prove. It's not about us trying to understand what he has to prove. This dude is built differently for himself. He's not in it to try to compare or beat records. Like, he's competing with himself. Like,
OJ, I'm basing this only on reporter instinct. Nothing more. Like, I'm not trying to act like I know something. This is basically from what listening to that and some of the stuff I've been reading about Tom since the season's over. It's just like that's the instinct that I have.
Well,
it's just
all,
an instinct.
We're all wired differently depending on what your goals are when you enter into this league. Is your goals to be the greatest of all times? Are your goals to get a yellow jacket? Are your goals just to solidify financial wealth and you don't have to do it anymore? What are your goals? Mm-hmm. Like me, I got bored. I was like, man, I'm tired of sitting in these meeting rooms. I hear the same womp, womp, womp over and over and over because they're not talking to me. They're talking to them.
Yeah.
Because I know all of the stuff. I've been here. I get it. You're talking to the young. I don't want to go through this. I want to live life. I enjoy sitting out into the sun and walking around and not worrying about on a Sunday, stressing myself out on a Saturday night for a Sunday game. Tom Brady enjoys playing football. In dominating games and winning trophies and Super Bowls. And I know his wife asked him at the end, what more is there to prove? Well, I'm going to prove that I can get to 10. Or I'm going to prove that I can win one more.
Just the idea of playing to 50.
You know what he still has to prove? He has never beaten the Patriots. He's beaten every other NFL team.
Dude, Evans.
Like I said, it is, if he loses week four,
you can guarantee he's playing another 4 years.
Just to get to the Patriots. but clearly, with his dad saying what he's saying, that conversation has come up.
Oh, yeah.
And he already knew he was playing the Patriots. He just didn't know
where
what day.
And when.
No, he
didn't know where.
They didn't know where, huh? They didn't know where. They just knew.
Have you ever had, because I've had this moment before and this happened, where you've been in the car and you hear a show talk about you and you call in?
Nah.
I've done this before.
I heard him talk about it.
Oh, hell no. This ain't even, y'all don't know what y'all talking about. Like, the amount of energy and spirit that's there for Tom Brady Sr. to do that lets you know about how Tom Brady actually views this game. This is so meaningful to him.
Yeah, that I had to say.
It's so meaningful.
But he's always big on sports talk up there.
Tom Brady been waiting for this moment to be able to say, I'm going back up to Foxborough, or I'm getting ready to play the Patriots in Tampa because I'm getting ready to do something to them. Players circle the dates. They just do. When the schedules came out the other day, the first thing I said, man, I'm circling that date. I couldn't wait.
I love it.
To get my ass to Tampa Bay. I couldn't wait. When I was like, oh, I'm going to Carolina, I'm going to see them twice. Oh, I'm getting ready to do something to them twice. That's all. I was like, yeah. I could have had bad games leading up to it and bad games afterwards.
Didn't matter.
But that one game, or those two games, oh, yeah, they was going to be in for it. They was going out the gate. I was going to let them know.
That.
I got beer dumped on me and everything. Oh, man, I almost went into the stands. They threw beer on me.
You was pulled a Ron Artest?
I was going through the tunnel, and all of a sudden they're dumping beer on me. And the whole. I was like, you know, I was going to make my way up there with the teammates and – everybody grabbed me and pulled me back.
Probably a better idea.
Yeah, but probably at the time, you don't be throwing beer on people now. Come on, man.
Wouldn't you have enjoyed that?
They hated me, though.
Exactly.
Oh, that was so good.
I got him so,
so
mad he's Look, throwing his beer. He just spent $12 on that damn beer and he built it on me.
It felt so good because they didn't need to treat me like that. I didn't do anything. And they soon learned that out later after they convicted me, right? They convicted me of a crime that I didn't commit in Tampa. And then they had to apologize.
That's what sports is all about. Come on. You get dumped on by beer, you know then you did something. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Teams that are Super Bowl or bust, Corey's in New Jersey. Go ahead, Corey.
Hey guys, love the show. You're doing a great job filling in for Zubin. Hope he's all right. But listen, I think the answer is the Patriots, but for a completely different reason. This is the first time Bill Belichick has to actually prove himself. And Cam Newton, he's had something to prove for the last 5 years. So I think it's definitely the Patriots.
Patriots. What do we think of that? Is there a Super Bowl? But how about just get to the Super Bowl for Bill Belichick at this point?
He's got to win it.
No, I think what he's got to show is he's got to show that the team is significantly better than the last year. Significantly better.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they're in contention for the division.
Win the division.
Yes.
Win a couple playoff games, that sort of thing. That's what they've got to do.
Right. So when Mac Jones really starts to show you that he's the quarterback of the future, week 14.
Yourself. You couldn't help yourself. You can't even say that with a straight
just
face.
Just to get the face. Omar in Brooklyn, who is Super Bowl or bust, Omar?
Buffalo Bills, what else? The thing is, I don't want to hear, I don't want to go through 1994 Super Bowl. You get a chance. You are the team. You have already gone through the best team of Kansas City Chiefs. You have the whole year to make yourself better. I don't want to hear it. There is no other option I have. Go to the Super Bowl, win it. I have a Buffalo Bills business. There's nothing else I can. The season starts with intention is all together. Buffalo Bills is going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, signal's kind of dropping out there, but I think he made his point. Buffalo Bills
have to be not that there team. Yet.
You think they still are on the rise, but not quite at that level yet?
Here's the problem. You're not going to think any team is there yet as long as Kansas City is there.
That's the
twisted mentality about it, right? That's why I'm saying for the Browns and for the Bills, you're like, all right, we can't just be happy like, oh, we had a great year. We finished in second. Or we finished, we lost. We lost 2 years straight in the AFC Championship.
Well, don't we always look for that? All right, so we know who Goliath is. We want to know who David is. We always, in all sports, like the Nets in the East. All right, we know who Goliath is. Who's David? That's
who's knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Who has a chance to take him down?
Who can take him down?
Exactly.
And who's that going to be? And then you end up rooting for that team through the rest of the year because you want to see that matchup. Speaking of Goliaths and Davids in New York, you have obviously Goliath in Brooklyn, and then you have David in the Knicks. And the head coach of the Knicks, Tom Thibodeau, is going to join us next. You know, Key, they're in the playoffs, not a play-in.
They're
in the playoffs. Jay has this from Granger.
For all the ones who get it done, Granger is always there to help. You see, Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. That's right, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop on by.
Hey, it's Greeny, and on Friday, we're roaring into the final weekend of the NBA season with a lot left to be settled, plus plenty of baseball and schedule talk, too. See you then. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN+.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
SportsCenter right now, the Suns beat the Trailblazers 118-111. Why is this significant? Well, because Phoenix moved a game behind the Jazz for the top seed in the West, but more importantly for Keyshawn's Lakers, with Portland losing, their chances of avoiding the play-in tournament stays alive. According to ESPN's BPI, the Lakers now have a 21% chance to earn that top six seed. Dame Lillard had his seventh straight 30-point game in the loss, second longest of his career. Chris Paul on the Suns and whether or not they want to pick who they play against.
I've been in the West my whole career. West ain't never been easy. I don't care who you playing, what series it is, what game it is. You know what I mean? I played in New Orleans, you know, when I was in that division with Memphis, Houston, with Yao and T-Mac and Dallas, when they was nice with Dirk and Stackhouse and all them. The West always been a beast, so if you try to match up with somebody else, you can still get it handed to you.
And you still could end up facing the Lakers or the Warriors in the first round. Speaking of the Warriors, they host the Pelicans tonight, 9:30 Eastern on ESPN. Steph Curry looking to become the fourth oldest player to win a scoring title in NBA history. Only Michael Jordan has won a scoring title at the age of 33 or older. Curry has five career 40-point games against the Pelicans. Something to watch tonight. He trails only Russell Westbrook, who has seven for the most all-time. Also, if Curry makes at least one three-pointer tonight, he'd officially pass his own record for the most 3 points made per game in a single season all time. The Yankees have placed shortstop Gleyber Torres on the IL after he tested positive for COVID-19 for a second time. The Yankees confirmed 8 cases of the virus this week, with Torres being the first player to test positive over that stretch. The previous 7 cases have been coaching and support staff. The Yankees said Torres was fully vaccinated and previously had COVID-19 during the most recent baseball offseason. Meanwhile, the Yankees lost to the Rays yesterday 9-1. It was their largest loss versus Tampa since 2016. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs. It takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven.
This ain't happening in Madison Square Garden.
New York Knicks all day. We're not playing, right?
I got a dream and it's all I see.
It is a new day in New York.
Julius Randle, he is a star now.
The resiliency and the fight, that's what you respect about this group.
The Knicks fans, they want wins. That's what we're trying to bring.
New York, we here.
Man, New York, we here indeed.
I haven't seen one of those made about the Knicks in a minute.
What do you mean, all positive things you mean? All positive things being said? It does feel good. It's good. And as many players have said, LeBron has said this, Chris Paul has said this.
It's great for the league.
It's good for the league. It absolutely is. And what's also good for the Knicks is finding a head coach in Tom Thibodeau, who in his first season has – it's the biggest turnaround from 1 year to the next in franchise history, and the season's still not completely over yet. Coach Tibbs joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
So I got to ask you, when you started this season, with the roster you have, with the players you have, and knowing the 72-game season, did you truly believe, and I know Julius Randle said at the start of the season, but did you truly believe a top-six playoff berth was possible for this group?
You know, when I got hired, I asked Julius to come in. It was the middle of the summer, and obviously with the pandemic, it wasn't easy to get around. And I think the next day he jumped on a plane and he spent a week up here. And when I saw that, like, you have an impression of someone when you coach against them. But when I saw the type of shape that he was in, and then I didn't have my staff in place, so I worked him out. And I saw the way he worked and his work capacity, and he was shooting the ball a lot better than I could remember when he was, you know, he had played the previous season, and I had watched a lot of tape, and I knew, I felt like we had a chance. I saw how motivated he was, and then, you know, I didn't know how good we could be. I felt the first step was just to build the foundation, but I loved what I saw when he came in, and that week was, I was very pleasantly surprised, and he's been phenomenal, and obviously his play speaks for itself, because it's not only, you know, his numbers and, you know, that's obviously great, but it was also bringing the best out of everyone around him. And we have a great group of guys. We have the right veterans. We have some really good young players that are growing. And I think they've been good for the veterans. They're bringing a lot of energy and eagerness every day. So it's a great blend of guys. And they truly are a team. They're just willing to sacrifice and play for each other.
Tibbs, Jay Will here. How you doing, brother?
I'm great, thanks. How you doing?
Good, man. It feels like it was yesterday you and I were on Get Up, and we were talking about opportunities that would come your way. And I'm curious, what was it about Leon Rose and the way they ran this organization that allowed you to decide, this is right for me?
Well, I had known Leon and Wes, William Wesley, for forever. And so I felt real comfortable with them, and I love Leon's leadership style from his days at CAA, and just knowing him more as a friend initially, and then obviously I'm represented by CAA, so got to, you know, just spend more time with him there. But just, you know, just the way they carry themselves, and I felt, having been here before and understanding what New York is like, I thought they would be perfect for me. And so, and they're great for the organization and the city, and they just get it. So I think there was a real comfort level for me.
Coach, you're from Connecticut, a native there, and you grew up a Knicks fan. How is this Knicks job different? Because you understand the landscape, obviously. How is it different than your other two spots in Chicago and Minnesota for you?
I think each job is a little different, you know. If you grow up in Connecticut, and I went to school in Boston, and I had the opportunity, I worked as an assistant here in New York and an assistant in Boston. It probably doesn't get much better than that. and then to have the opportunity to coach the Bulls, another major market. But there's nothing like New York. I think what the game means to the city, and there's probably three jobs that are a little bit different than the rest of the league when you look at the Lakers, the Bulls, and the Knicks. And so I think just the challenge of it all, knowing how great it was, you know, my time here in the 90s with Jeff Van Gundy, and, you know, we had such a great team, and those games were huge games, and I loved every bit of that. And so I never thought that, you know, that it would be possible. You know, you're always hopeful that things could work out that way, but each job has been great, but this one is special. Mm.
Tibbs, going back to your days in Chicago, loved watching the relationship that you have built, especially with a guy like D. Rose. How and seeing him now, which is the stuff that kid's been through, that young man, mm-hmm. It's ridiculous how he's came out on this side of it, especially considering his last stint with the Knicks. How has his game ultimately evolved to where it is now?
Well, I think when you look back to the days in Chicago and to do what he did there and being a kid from Chicago and having that type of pressure and just the way he handled it all, he's got, you know, obviously the great talent to be the MVP of the league at 22. That had never been done before, but just the humility to go along with it. And then he's such a great teammate, and unfortunately derailed by those injuries three consecutive years. But if you look at any time in his career that Derrick Rose has been healthy, he's been one of the best players in the league. And so I felt, you know, obviously I have a comfort level with him and he has a comfort level with me. But I think what he has brought to the team and what Taj Gibson has brought to the team, there are two guys that have won at a very high level and they've been in a lot of big games. So I felt that they would be instrumental in, to help build the culture that we wanted to build here. And, you know, like, I know that's a buzzword. Everyone talks about culture. What is culture? To me, culture is everything. It's how you do everything. It's not what you say. It's what you actually do, how you practice, how you carry yourself, how you are in team meetings, how coachable what you are, what kind of teammate are you. You know, and I felt that those were the right guys for us. But Derek is, it's a great story because a lot of guys probably would have walked away. I think, Keyshawn, you probably, you know, to sit out one season with an injury is difficult. To have to go through it three consecutive years and then to still have the wherewithal to get to the other side and push through and be the player that he is today. And he's been phenomenal for us. He's probably doing it more, you know, now with just his knowledge of the game and how to manage his body and that sort of thing. Early on in his career, like most young guys, they're doing it more on athleticism and their talent, but he's got the whole package going now. And you put Derrick Rose in a big game, good things are going to happen.
Knicks coach Tom Thibodeau joining us on the Goodyear Hotline is the Knicks with 39 wins now, still sitting in the top six. They clinched the top six. They still could get as high as four with two games remaining in the season. And as you talk about culture and players who are familiar with you, the one thing that when players talk about you this season, they just say, you're still as intense as ever on the sideline in huddles, but yet behind the scenes, some of the guys like Taj and Derek have said that you are a little bit different than you were in their previous experiences with you. You took some time off after leaving Minnesota, went around the league and stuff, and I'm wondering, how have you changed? Because everybody evolves, right, from job to job, from team to team. So how are you different now as a coach than you were in your previous stops?
I don't know. I think experience teaches you a lot, I think. And then, you know, when you go into each job is different. So I think as a head coach, you have to be whatever you need to be for that team. And you learn, you're not going to get everything right. You always want to try to do it better. So at the end of each season, you try to reflect back on the things that went well, the things that didn't go as well as you would like, and then try to, you know, get new ideas of how you can do it better. And so, you know, I always want to learn. I want to get better. And I want to keep doing that. I don't want that to ever stop. And I want our players to do that. I want everyone in our organization to do that because nothing ever stays the same. When you look at our league, you know, the game's played a lot differently today than it was in the 90s or the early 2000s. 2000s, and you see how the game changes, but what wins never changes. So you can still have your belief, maybe how you deliver the message, in trying to get ahead of what's coming next in the league, to stay ahead of it. And, you know, and that, and I love the challenge of it all, but, and I'm, you know, I'm working with great people. We have a great organization. Our owner has given us everything that we've asked for. Jim Dolan's been terrific. Management, our players, our coaching staff. It's just been a joy to be around.
Yeah, and it's been a lot of fun just to see it happen, because we know how long it's been. I know you do too, how long it's been, and the fan base is just ecstatic over this team, not just for this season, but what could be coming in the near future. Coach, thanks so much for the time. We look forward to you being named Coach of the Year.
Congrats, Tibbs. Seriously, brother. So happy for you, man.
Appreciate you guys. All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, all the best. Tom Thibodeau, again, on the Goodyear Hotline, head coach of the Knicks. Key, I know you were so engaged in that, and I greatly appreciate it. But you have to admit, though, he's done a fantastic job with that roster and with this team.
Do we remember
season.
Last time D-Rose played with the Knicks when he just randomly
checked out
disappeared?
Basically 20 games in, yeah.
Disappeared?
Yeah.
Like dealing with a lot of – like the fact that Tibbs can bring a guy like that in and build off the culture and build a foundation here in New York – it's incredible.
How big is it that you can, like, he lets him coach him tough?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they have that.
But he's always been around tough coaches for the most part anyway. But what I was going to say is Tibbs has done a great job, right? Because he's taken them here opposed to here from there. He's given them an extra, I don't know, sixth seed. If they would have been in the ninth seed, people would be like, oh, yeah,
nice,
they get
but
nice,
not
get,
great.
They,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
They would have been like, they nice, they
nice.
Got better.
Be ecstatic.
But they
yeah.
took them. He's taking them to a whole nother level.
Yeah, this
to
is
a degree.
Unimaginable.
Yeah.
Just think about this. If they win out, they will double their win total from last season.
Yeah.
Just think about that for a minute. All right, so from one head coach to a city of coaches. That is next. FDJ has this from O'Reilly.
Keeping your car as clean is simple. Inexpensive maintenance that can help keep your car looking like new, right? We all need it. O'Reilly Auto Parts has car wash and wax for painted surfaces, as well as interior care products like leather and vinyl, carpet and upholstery cleaner. Visit O'Reilly for Clean Car Month, and their professional parts people will make sure you get the best detailing products for your vehicle. Shop your local store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Riley in South Carolina, you're on ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, day one, listen to man, I'm a big fan. Hey, Jay, I appreciate your football acumen. Hey, Zubin, you the man. Key, I appreciate you, and you was down there in Carolina too, baby. I appreciate
More that. More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Screaming boo!
Market madness continues as we head south to the Triangle in North Carolina. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. Let's go. Let's go to North Carolina. So Joe Ovias joins us right now. He is the host of The OG with Joe Ovias and Joe Giglio on 99.9, The Fan and ESPN Radio. Joe, good morning. So, in the Raleigh-Durham, the Triangle area, who are the three biggest names?
Well, it's a college town for the most part, so things get tricky. Jay knows this.
Yes.
If Zion Williamson was entering his senior season at Duke, he'd be number one, but it don't work like that anymore. So I've been listening to the segments, guys. I get players around here. It's coaches. So with number three, I give you Rod Brind'Amour, the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes. They're getting ready for their third playoff appearance in a row. He is the face of that franchise as a Stanley Cup winner in 2006. Number two, since North Carolina is now a football school, now that Roy Williams retired, we got to go Mack Brown. Your folks at ESPN know Mack Brown is really good behind the camera. He's really good in front of fans and really good with recruits. So he's at my number two. And then number one, I'm actually going to need you guys' help on this. I'd say Coach K is number one, right? But the problem is this like all over the country or is it just in the Triangle? Because if Coach K shows up to some restaurants in the Triangle, I don't think he's going to get a table right away.
Not
you know
in Chapel
what I mean?
Hill? Not in Chapel Hill, maybe?
maybe not even in Raleigh.
Not in Raleigh?
Depending
he,
if you get the
Joe,
right
Joe, he
spot.
Would get it in Raleigh for sure.
I
would get it in Raleigh. Yeah, maybe not Chapel Hill. Raleigh, yes.
He probably get it in a lot of places across the country.
Yes.
Across the country, Coach K's walking in. But around here, man, it depends. It depends on the place.
Really?
Joe, since you had the head coach of the Carolina hockey team, I'm surprised. No LaMelo Ball?
Well, it's just Raleigh Durham.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if we're sticking with, look, and Jay, you know this because you're around here, our market's a little weird because we have a lot of transplants. Like, you guys do really well here because you talk a lot about football. You talk a lot of football from different markets, and everybody kind of – it's like one big melting pot, right? But with Charlotte, things get a little tricky.
Yeah.
If we're talking about the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton, we're still here, I'd put Cam on this list. Because Cam could walk into Raleigh, people know exactly who he is. Mm. I'm not sure people would know Christian McCaffrey if he walked up into a spot. I really don't. I mean, everybody likes Christian McCaffrey, but it's not that, like, instant recognizable guy.
Really?
LaMelo, I think, is a social media attention grabber. He's got some ridiculous pass, some ridiculous play. But I'm not quite sure if he were to roll up here. People might think he's a college student for all we know. Mm, so yeah. I don't think LaMelo's there yet.
That's 19. True. 19. Now, yeah, now our producer, is. Now Joe, our producer Evan, though, has to jump in here and
yes,
have a conversation
because,
with you.
Well, I do
this.
Because it wouldn't be one of these segments if I didn't throw one of our local hosts under the bus. And so I'm going to throw Chris Canty under the bus because he came up with the rules. And Joe asked me, can I include a team owner? And I went back to Canty, and Canty said no, that his rules, because Canty started this, that his rules don't include owners. And if there was an owner included, it would be number one on this list,
Michael
right,
Jordan?
Joe?
Of course. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, Michael Jordan's walking in anywhere. It's as simple as that. Does J. Cole count? He's playing basketball
exactly.
now. Right?
Especially athlete. After his album dropped last night. I mean,
that's a great point.
That's a great point, Joe.
New album. He hung out with Dennis Smith Jr. at NC State. He's got, like, Hornets jerseys. He's repping Charlotte. He's repping NC State music videos.
He works out in North Carolina, Joe. He works out there all the time.
Oh, yeah. No, he's at NC State's facility all the time. I remember I asked a bunch of different players what his game was like. Because he actually played college ball before he just decided to focus on music the entire time. And, you know, like Kevin Keats, the NC State head coach, and some of the Carolina players that I asked a couple years ago, they're all like, he's got legitimate game. If he stuck with it, he could definitely play. And I'll be curious to see how it plays out because he's actually hanging out with a former NC State player, Brandon Costner, in this I forgot what the name of the league is, but it's overseas.
Where would Jay Will fit in this equation at if we were bringing in?
Jay knows. Jay, I've seen Jay out.
Have you?
I've seen Jay.
But where would he?
Joe, we like to move like assassins, right?
But where would he fit
Real
in?
Real G's
at,
move
though?
In silence like lasagna.
I mean, you got to think about some of the great players at Duke in Duke's history and players in the Carolinas.
So if there was a Duke reunion, like a 20-year of the great players of the last 20 years all came together, you know, in Durham, got together, and they're all now trying to get tables and play. Would Jay have to wait very long?
Ooh, no, he would not have to wait very long, but he probably has to wait behind Jay Billis, I'm guessing right now.
Jay Billis.
Jay Billis.
Yeah, he'd have to wait.
Jay Billis.
Not even the most famous
Grant,
Jay.
Grant. Oh, wait behind Grant.
And the reason why I say Billis is because Billis around here likes to take on officials, and Jay Williams knows this. Around here with Triangle Basketball, we don't like officials. Everybody's out to get my guy. So when Jay is like, wrap it up, let's go, let's do this, people tend to like that. But not Jay Williams shows up around here. I don't think he has any problems getting a table anywhere.
I'll be okay.
All right, Joe, appreciate you for that list. Thank you so much for being part of the game.
All right, Joe. Stay good down there, brother.
Guys.
Behind Leitner.
Huh?
You behind Leitner, Grand
Does Leitner
Hill.
Still carry that much cloud around there?
I have a home in North Carolina. We're good in North Carolina.
Oh, you straight.
I love North Carolina. Yeah. That's home for me.
That is home.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's you know, you'd probably have to wait after Jay Billis. But other than that, you're good.
I'm still getting in.
Somewhere.
I'm way closer to the front of the line than
Jordan,
you guys.
Does Jordan still have a restaurant on Franklin? Or is that the
I'm not sure if he owns that.
Right? Didn't he have a restaurant right there?
Yeah, he did. He had one
in Chapel Hill, right?
Yeah, for Chapel Thrills, we like to call it.
Chapel Thrill.
Yes.
Players?
Players always open. Players is always open. There's always a player in Players.
Players a good spot.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say.
I'm surprised you know about that.
Why would you
be surprised? Sounds like you got good stories about Players.
My wife went to UNC.
Oh, that's
star softball player there.
Yes. There are a lot of times we're at Players that we shouldn't be at Players. How about that?
Well, especially a Duke guy.
Yeah, well. I mean, go north to Chapel Thrill.
Yeah, so. But
you wore your Duke Letterman jacket. Chapel
Thrill. I bet he did. There's no doubt about that. Load management in the NBA, is it ruining the sport? Yes, it is. We all agree. KJZ, ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.